All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
We put the picture's name on everything.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
Baseball's the t-shirt.
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run?
Baseball's the lunchbox.
I have to possess this comic.
Baseball's the breakfast cereal.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
Baseball's the coloring book.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Shut up, kid. You weren't even born when Star Wars came out.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Marshall, Will, and Holly on a routine expedition met the greatest earthquake ever known. High on the rapids, it struck their tiny raft and plunged them down 1,000 feet below to the land of the lost.
That's the Land of the Lost.
Wow.
That's the soundtrack, the title song, if you will, from the original soundtrack. The title song from the original series. TV theme is what that is.
Are we reviewing the movie this week?
I'm going to defer all questions about Land of the Lost until the second segment.
Okay.
I'll give you this clue.
Uh-huh.
Nothing whatsoever to do with that movie.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
This is Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
It is.
Episode 150.
Right.
And we're going to throw a question out to the audience in the title this week.
Oh, right.
What is the significance of the moth?
Am I supposed to try to answer?
Nope.
Oh, good.
But geeks and film people out there will be puzzling over that question and what it means for this program. As we enter our 150th episode.
Wow.
150 of these things.
Jesus.
God damn.
That's too many.
No, doesn't that make our doesn't that make our 3-year anniversary like in
well
6 weeks?
Technically speaking, we've passed our 3-year anniversary.
Oh, we did?
Time-wise, it was in March.
Oh, I see.
But, you know, you take an episode off here and there. You need some vacation time. We're entitled.
I was just going by numbers.
Well, by numbers, and it's in 2 weeks, right? Oh, no, three weeks, yeah.
6 weeks, wouldn't it? Yeah. If this is 150?
Yeah, well, 56.
It's 50.
Or 156.
Yeah, right. It's 52 a year.
Right.
If we did one a week, that would be 156.
But we actually celebrated the 3-year already, if you remember.
What did
back
we do?
In March.
Did we have a party?
We were supposed to have a party.
Oh, right.
But then things went,
yes,
you know, wonky.
Horribly wrong.
Right.
Well, what are you going to do?
Right.
So, yeah.
Is that it?
I guess.
We could do the show part of the show now?
People can wonder, what is the significance of the moth?
Okay.
And we should tell everybody, of course, a couple of things they need to know. One, there will be no episode next week.
Right.
We are taking a break.
A small break.
Yes. And just 1 week. We'll be back the following week.
Absolutely.
With something.
Right.
And so that they should know. The other thing they should know is they should go over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com and get involved in the website over there.
Sure. There's lots going on.
Yeah, there's forums.
There are.
I understand people are using the forums.
Right.
There's also lots of video content.
Tons of video.
Which keeps increasing. Production Tim promising us new pieces.
Hopefully soon.
Yes. And the official t-shirt is available over there.
Still over there.
Hopefully our new t-shirt.
He's in that thing for like a month. Months.
I know.
Months.
Well, I got to get fabulous.
Like six of them.
Trying to get fabulous on the phone about that.
Good luck.
Yep. And then there's the picture gallery for each and every episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. So if you're listening to us on your photo iPod or iPod Touch or on QuickTime or iTunes, you can see some of the associated images, imagery of the things that we're talking about on the show. They pop right up as you're watching or listening in those cases. Or you can check out the aforementioned picture galleries for each and every episode to see some of the images of some of the things that we're talking about here on the show.
Right.
I think that's all the pre stuff.
I think that's it.
Yep. I'm okay. Big Kev, of course.
Right.
Over there is OG.
That's that apparently is me.
Sitting silently behind the computer contemplating his final words is Triple B, our producer. Not in attendance this evening, our executive producer, production Tim.
Right. I think that's it.
I think that's everybody. Also not in attendance, Big Rat.
No.
That's a throwback for a few people.
Wow. Handful. Small handful.
He'll be back.
One day. That's the rumor, at least.
Yes.
Bigger and better, I hear, maybe.
Yes, that's what I heard also. At least better. Hope not bigger. What do you got in the news?
Did you like the bazooka chewing gum when you were a younger man?
Okay. I'll say yes.
Did you like the little Bazooka Joe comic strips?
Well, who doesn't like Bazooka Joe, sir?
I hope you loved Bazooka Joe.
Oh, here we go. Is it Brett Ratner's new film project?
It's not Brett Ratner's new film project. I hear Michael Eisner is tied to this one, though.
Really?
Now, he's no longer with Disney, right?
No.
Is that correct?
I don't think so.
So I guess he's on his own, and Bazooka Joe is one of the things that he's looking to tackle. The live film adaptation of the Silly Gum comic strip.
Uh-huh.
Just putting it out there.
Yes, it's very interesting.
All right.
I'm feigning interest. Do you hear the feign?
You're going to feign interest even more when I bring up Marvel next.
Oh, boy.
So in preparation for the show each week, I send you a couple of emails on occasion, maybe some with some images. I know you didn't look at this image, and maybe that's good, because it probably would have flung you off into a rage, so much so that you wouldn't have wanted to do tonight's show.
Wow. That's pretty aggressive thought. Process you have.
Well, it wasn't the Young Avengers, so maybe it wasn't that bad.
I've never, well, let me ask you this. Whatever this image is and it's associated with, have I destroyed an action figure set based on this thing?
No.
Well, see, then you're ahead of Young Avengers.
Okay? Do you know who Tim Gunn is?
No.
He's the fashion guy. Was he on, America's, what the hell is the Bravo fashion designer show? I don't even know the name of the show.
Queer as Folk?
No, not Queer as Folk. The one where they have to design shit, I think.
Gay as Hell?
Yeah, it might be Gay as Hell. Well, anyway, apparently Marvel, in coordination with Tim Gunn and New York Fashion Week, is doing a crossover. The first issue of the new series, Models, Inc., is set to come out sometime, I believe, next year.
Uh-huh.
This series is going to center around Mary Jane and Patsy Walker, the superheroine known as Hellcat.
Yeah, Hellcat.
I don't know who
it's
she
another
is.
Another redhead.
I don't recognize her.
Uh-huh.
But
yellow suit, bodysuit, blue kind of Batman helm. And I think she might have had black boots at one point. You know if you saw her.
Well, there it is. That's it.
Okay.
They're going to fight crime.
You thought I was
And it's going to be fashion-oriented.
Thought I was going to... Well, they're going to fight fashion crime?
And
because
the image,
that's funny.
The image is of Tim Gunn standing in front of Iron Man. I don't know how that's going to work. No, I thought you would be angry and agitated and... frustrated at the fact that Marvel is yet again selling itself down a shit river.
No.
With a terrible concept and idea.
Nope.
No?
I quit.
You quit? That's it? You're done?
I quit.
Is that how you're getting away from it?
What am I going to possibly... I mean, short of reporting on it, what can we possibly say about something like that? I mean,
I don't
seriously.
Think there's anything we could say.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, what can we say? It's obvious that... It's obvious that Marvel is committed to wasting resources, to wasting talent on these projects intended for what audience? What audience is going to read that? Girls who don't read comics?
I guess.
No, is that
are you saying you're not going to read it?
No, I'm saying the majority of the planet isn't going to read it, is what I'm saying. I'm saying the majority of the comic book audience, I understand wanting to broaden the audience for comic books. I understand.
Okay.
I understand that. This is just not the way to do it. This pandering nonsense is not the way to go about it.
Okay.
But what are we going to do? Marvel should be, you know, it should be the Marvel pandering company because that's what they do. That's it. I mean, there's just nothing more we can do about it.
Okay. I have some other Marvel news. Maybe this is good. Although part of it is sort of good and then part of it is typical Marvel.
Okay.
So this involves the Spider-Man newspaper strip.
There's a newspaper strip?
Yeah. It's in... Is it in the Post, maybe, or the Daily News? I don't think it's any in the New Jersey papers. At least I haven't seen it in a while. But apparently, in early 2009, the strip was following the Brand New Day Spider-Man storyline. So they erased the marriage of Peter Parker and Mary Jane in the strip.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, trying to pretend like there was some sort of continuity between the two separate entities. Except that now... As response to fans, they're taking that all back and they're making the breakup a dream, and then they're going to be married again in the newspaper strip.
But not in the comic book.
Yeah, well, slow down. You're moving too fast, sir. That's crazy talk.
Yeah, it was all a dream. Well, again.
Look, I just report it, okay? I just report it.
Fans have been wondering, I'm moving on to other comic book news. Fans have been wondering where the Mouse Guard collected edition
for winter
for winter is.
Yeah, where is it?
Yeah, it's going to come. I think the last issue came, I think we're talking about the last issue coming out this week.
Oh, okay.
And it seems that David Peterson and Arkaya will be putting it together, sir.
Good, because I'm reading that in collected form, so I've been waiting patiently for that to come out.
Yep, it'll have an all-new epilogue and bonus content and stuff, and I guess that will be coming shortly.
Okay. Alan Moore is doing an autobiographical book that's coming out sometime in the near future. And he's partnered up with some record label to do an audio version of that book that will also include some of his music.
Oh, yeah. Crazy man and his music.
Isn't it all like hippie folk mountain man shit?
I have no. I've heard so many different things, yet I've never heard a note. So,
neither have I, so your guess is as good as mine.
I thought at one point there was some sort of record or something was supposed to come with one of the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen trades, but it didn't happen or
something
like that.
Oh, that's right.
Like
it was
that,
supposed to come
right?
with like the Black Dossier or something like that,
something.
Wasn't it?
I don't know which one it was, but it was supposed to come with, yeah, I think it was Black Dossier, but yeah, so that didn't happen.
So there it is. He's working with Mike Patton from Faith No More.
Ooh.
To do some of the music. That's kind of interesting if you're a Faith No More fan.
You want it all, but you can have it. Yeah, sounds great.
Is that you're not a Mike Patton fan? Is that what that is?
Didn't Mike Patton have another band?
Mr. Bungle?
Yeah. No, was it Mr. Bungle?
Yeah.
Is that his most recent one?
There apparently are a couple. I know Faith No More and Mr. Bungle. That's where my knowledge stopped. There you go.
Apparently, there's a Faith No More reunion coming up. So,
really? I don't know that much about that.
He can't be. It's too bad that Silent Bill has comments but no comments on that.
Right.
Else we know. Kevin Smith, however, is coming back to comics in a big way. After the success of Batman Cacophony, he now has two projects slated.
All right.
Another Batman book called The Widening Gyre.
Okay.
Which is another, it's going to be 2 6-issue arcs with a 6-month break in between.
Does he battle a giant spider?
No, sir.
Oh, okay.
He, in fact, it will be illustrated by Walt Flanagan.
Nice.
Yes, and it will introduce, they say, a new character, hero created by Kevin Smith, that will go on to star in a new bi-monthly series that will also be written by Kevin Smith.
Wow. I guess Kevin's a busy boy these days.
Yeah, or not so much if he's able to get all this stuff done. Good for him. So 6 months worth of books, 6 months off, 6 months worth of books.
Right.
Also in that time, Kevin will be doing, ready?
Sure.
The Green Hornet.
So he's Dynamite getting to do the character, finally, just not in film version.
In fact, he says, this is the character that I would have done if I was doing the film, you know. And my guess is he wants to get it out, you know, before
the film?
Yeah, before Seth Rogen and whomever is doing it.
Right.
Before they kind of
Kung Fu Hustle
make
guy.
It their own.
Right. Stephen Chow.
Yes. Who's in it, but not directing
not
it.
Not directing it, right. Correct.
So, and apparently, our old friend, Dynamite President Nick Barucci, said that everyone and their mother is working on this book with Kevin. Alex Ross, John Cassaday, David Finch, and 100 others yet to be announced. So, it's interesting.
Mm. Well, I mean, I wanted to see Kevin's telling of that character, so I'll be interested to see that finally come to light. I mean, I still kind of wish he was working on the film, but
well,
you know, if we can't have that, then at least we can have at least we can have this. The next up on the reboot, revamp, reimagine frontier, although I disagree with this description,
retarded,
yeah, is going to be Tomb Raider.
Okay.
The articles that I've read say they're revamping the franchise, but it's not really that they're revamping the franchise so much as now they're doing a prequel to the franchise. So it's going to be a much younger...
Young Lara Croft?
Yes. So naturally, now the rumors swirl, who will they cast? Because Angelina Jolie is not going to be in it.
Megan Fox.
Well, that's the biggest name going around the internet, but Megan Fox has said she's not interested in the role. I guess because she has a bunch of other stuff going on right now. And that's not one she wants to be involved in.
Huh.
So, you know, she's got Jonah Hex. She's got Fathom after that. And then I think there's a third project in there.
Transformers?
Well, Transformers is all but done. I mean, three. That gets released in a couple weeks. Yeah, three. And Jennifer's Body is later this year. So I'm assuming she's probably done with that at this point. So,
is that the one she's naked in?
Yes, that is the one she's naked in, apparently.
Sweet.
So more Tomb Raider. I like the first one. I don't really like the second one so much.
I can't imagine who they're going to get to play the part. I guess we'll wait and find out.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe it'll be someone new and they'll find some other dumb young supermodel to fall into the shoes and hope that she can act her way into it.
Maybe.
Archie is proposing to Veronica. Apparently this is very big news in the Archie world. There's relevance to this show, yes.
How is he proposing to Veronica, not Betty?
Well, that's the big thing. Because for years he's been going back and forth between the two of them.
Okay.
This has been going on for years, and apparently...
I thought it was all three of them.
Jughead?
No, I thought it was, you know, it's a little Betty, Veronica, Archie sandwich happening.
Oh, a little sandwich?
Just saying.
Well... So I'm reading this article and I'm thinking to myself, well, that's kind of interesting. That's pretty important. Archie is definitely iconic comic character. I mean, a little out of our realm, but not really. I mean, it's still important in there. And as I'm going along the story and I'm reading about who is working on this book, the writer of the series, and it's a 5-issue series, acclaimed superhero movie producer and friend to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, Mike Uslin, is writing this very special tale for Archie Comics.
Really?
I don't know how he got involved in that project or what his interest or passion for Archie is other than he's a comic book fan in general.
Right.
But yeah, he's apparently writing this storyline and it's going to be Veronica and not Betty.
That gets proposed to.
Yeah.
Maybe who knows, she'll say no.
Look, he's going for money.
I say she says no.
All right. Well, you never know.
Can't tie the bad girl down.
Right.
Just saying.
Hey guys, you hear about the new Buffy movie? Supposedly no Whedon influence at all. Sucks.
Well, mysterious caller whose voice I recognize. I've been hearing a lot about this. Do you know anything about this, OG? Do you have any new information?
Yeah, it's all the buzz right now on the interwebs. And it's not going to involve Joss Whedon. And that's why everybody says it's going to suck.
Well, what's it going to be? Like, are they just reimagining it?
Okay. From what I've read.
Is she a brunette?
They're getting back the original directing and producing team from the original movie.
Oh, okay.
So the Christy Swanson, Luke Perry,
right.
Rutger Hauer.
Pee Wee Herman.
Film. Okay. They're getting that group back together, but they're not involving Joss Whedon in any way, shape, or form.
Can they do that?
Well, that's my question. I mean, I thought that he owned the property, or the character at the very least. He did write the original movie. Naturally, we all know that he launched and very successfully did the TV show, which ran for 7 series, and then the spinoff, Angel, which ran for 5.
The show that ran for 1 season.
Right.
Whatever that show.
And then
that
other show that's on for 1 season and just got renewed for 2. But I think it's fairly important to talk about how they could do this and not try to involve him in some way, shape, or form. And then the second thing is, if there's one thing that these people should have learned, is that fan base is a ruthless fan base.
Yeah, that seems kind of an odd maneuver.
You can't really slap the Whedon fans in the face and expect nothing to come from it.
So are they
That's
gonna,
all I'm saying.
Are they going to get that cast back, Kirsty Swanson? And
oh no, I think this is they're reimagining it. It's not a sequel or a follow up. It's a redo of the franchise. So no Luke Perry, no Kirsty Swanson, no Pee Wee.
Hmm.
So I don't know. I think it's kind of big news, and we'll see. We'll follow it. I'm sure the fans will be rebelling shortly. So
I have a feeling that will tank before it ever gets made, like so many things.
Oh yeah, and it's never getting made. it'll never actually happen, but
it's funny that they would.
But it's funny that they're trying and that they're gonna try it. Yeah, absolutely.
They're gonna burn those fuckers at the stake.
bad juju. I think that's it.
Yay! Well, this has been Big Kev's Geeks. Oh no,
that's not the wrap up. I thought it was the wrap up. Isn't that the music?
No, it isn't. But we will take this opportunity to take our first break. And we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 150, What is the Significance of the Moth?
Combo Breaker!
ComboBreaker.com makes original video game t-shirts that gamers want to wear. Head over to ComboBreaker.com to shop for original gaming t-shirts based on some of the best games ever made. From the classics to the soon-to-be classics, check out Combo Breaker's first round of shirts featuring designs inspired by your old-school favorites like Simon's Quest, Metroid, Punch-Out, and Star Fox. And just in time for the long-anticipated release of Street Fighter IV, pre-order your Raging Demon t-shirt now. But that's not all. ComboBreaker.com also brings you unbiased reviews and a damn good podcast to boot. So head over to the iTunes store, search for Combo Breaker, and subscribe today.
If you're in the tri-state area, pick up your ComboBreaker.com apparel at Digital Press Video Games, 387 Paget Avenue, Route 46 East, Clifton, New Jersey.
And for a limited time, visit ComboBreaker.com and enter coupon code GeekStuffXM during checkout for an extra 10% off your next order.
That's ComboBreaker.com for the best in original gamer designs.
You know it.
Combo Breaker!
Hi, this is Gene Simmons, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 150. What is the significance of the moth?
Yes. And we're not talking about the comic book, The Moth.
No.
That was done by Steve Rude a couple years ago.
Not what we're talking about. Are talking about comic books.
Yes, other comic books. Some we'd like you to check out this week, if you will, include Mouse Guard, Winter 1152, Issue 6. This is the second volume. This is the end, I should say, of the second volume of the terrific Mouse Guard series.
Okay.
Yes. And I can't
wait for that collection to come out.
I know. It's so good, sir. You can check out Archaia, ASP.com. Let's spell that. ARCHAIASP. Archaia, I guess that's Archaia SP. .com. ARCHAIASP.com. To check out other Mouse Guard items and the rest of their fine books. They have a bunch of them. This Mouse Guard stuff is absolutely terrific. I cannot wait for the new series to begin, considering how this one ends. Would you like me to tell you?
No.
Okay.
I'll read it myself.
Here it comes.
I'll kill you.
The Astounding Wolfman, number 16, continues this terrific story from Image Comics. Action, suspense, terrific artwork, great writing, great book you should be checking out. You haven't checked that out yet, have you?
Nope.
From Marvel Comics, it's Guardians of the Galaxy, number 14. The great space opera over at Marvel continues. This is one of the better Marvel books that's out right now. They're right in the middle of a storyline called The War of Kings. You can still hop on, I think, at any point. You can still get the back issues. You know, it's not without your reach to still get involved in this great book, only at issue 14. And I know there's at least one trade out. There might be two already.
Nice.
Yeah. The other great book at Marvel right now is Moon Knight, and issue 30 has hit the shelves. You know, I like books that are standing on their own two feet and aren't relying on all the nonsense that typically goes on in the Marvel universe. Yeah, so it's why I like Moon Knight. It's why I like Daredevil to an extent, and Guardians of the Galaxy as well. They're really kind of standing on their own two feet without needing Wolverine, for example, to appear in the book. So totally standing on its own two feet is Star Wars Legacy number 36. This is the best Star Wars comic book I think ever been written, this series.
Nice.
I think it's fantastic.
I like it. I mean, I've only read, I'm not up to date, but I've read first two trades worth.
Yeah, so. You're on the trades of these, right? Yeah. Yeah. And it's terrific. Takes place about 100 years after the Jedi. Events of Return of the Jedi. Correct. Gritty space sci-fi western type things can be found in Ignition City by Warren Ellis, illustrated by Gianluca Pagliarini.
Gazoom tight.
Yes. It's a terrific, gritty, space, western-type thing with shootouts and things. You like, if you like that series, Joss Whedon TV series, canceled.
Dollhouse?
No, canceled.
Oh, that one.
You
used it twice last week. You don't get it this week. Sorry.
Fine. If you like that series, I think you'll love Ignition City. I think it's a lot like that. Tends to have a tad more serious tone, but there it is. A collection we have all been looking forward to here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff. It's Bayou, Volume 1. Now,
yeah,
this is
I have to get that.
Yes, this is the first trade of one of the Zuda comics.
That's right.
Zuda, of course, would be DC's online comics imprint.
Right, the creator-owned, all-original online imprint.
Yes, and they've taken that creator-owned comic strip Bayou, and they have traded it in a first trade.
Yes.
It is absolutely fantastic. Gonna run you about $15, worth every penny.
And I think...
landscape format, nice, yeah, very nice.
I think
nice.
High Moon is probably up next in a collected format.
Uh-huh.
And then I think Night Owls is on the horizon as well.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Night Owls.
Yeah.
I've heard of that book.
Our pals, Peter and Bobby Timoney.
Over at Night Owls. Do you think that we're going to see more of these Zuda comics escaping from their origins on the web and receiving the print treatment?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's,
oh, Matt, I hate to cut you off, but it looks like that sounds like our D&D intro. And it must be time for us to talk about our D&D update of the week. As you know or may not know or will now be inducted into, we have been doing an in-depth study and will continue to be covering all of the happenings and releases as much as is humanly possible for the fourth edition of the Dungeons & Dragons role-playing game from the fine folks over at Wizards of the Coast. You can check out more information about Dungeons & Dragons over at dndinsider.com. That's letter D, letter N, letter D, insider.com. And this week, we're going to be talking about yet another book. Now, this has got to be... Are we up to 10 books yet? I mean, we got to be close.
Yeah, we got to be close.
It's a lot of books.
I bet we're past that.
We may be. But that, sir, is no reason at all to not check out this book, Arcane Power. Options for Bards, Sorcerers, Sword Mages, Warlocks, and Wizards. So,
nice.
What is it, you may say? Well, it's kind of an additional rules supplement for those classes. Right, for the magic-using classes, if you will. It gives you the opportunity as a player to put a finer point on your character. Like, for example, back in the day, let's call it first edition D&D, you played a magic user. That was kind of it. You were a guy who used magic.
Right.
Primarily, that was it.
Right.
In the second edition, they kind of made some more revisions. They put a bit finer of a point on it. So let's say they went from using one of those giant kindergarten crayons.
Right.
To maybe using a more traditional Crayola type of crayon.
Okay.
So you had, rather than, you know, just a simple magic, you had more of a wizard who was a little bit more focused on exactly the art of magic and so on and so forth. And then in subsequent editions, you had even more focusing on specific types of wizards, black wizards and storm wizards and, you know, wizards, characters who focused even more on a particular type of magic, if you will. Well, now with 4th edition and with Arcane Power, you can take it even to the next level, and you can get very focused in on the kind of magic that you want your character to use, like summoner wizards or storm sorcerers or... illusionist wizards. Illusionist, not its own class anymore.
Right.
So, and you can use this book to flesh out those type of things. It has a lot of rules and content information, spells, directions, more incantations, more what do you call them? Familiars. How to have a familiar? It's like a pet, like a friendly pet sort of thing.
All right.
That helps you what?
I like familiars.
I'm just saying. Laughing like I'm talking. I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, you know what you're talking about.
I don't I'll play the magic classes, but that doesn't mean I don't know nothing about them.
Psionics in there?
No psionics. Not that I'm aware of. Psionics. Remember the way we used to play psionics?
Yep.
Progressive brain disease.
That's it.
It was the best ever.
By the end, you're cutting off your fingers and choking your players with them.
I prayed for somebody to roll 100 on the psionics roll. I prayed for it every time. It's the greatest element. All right. Well, aside from our way of playing psionics,
right?
We want to stay focused on Arcane Power.
Right.
Going to run you about $30. Absolutely a must have for all. For all DMs, certainly. If you're running a game, you're going to want to know about these things. For players who play in the wizard and magic classes, you are going to want to get this book so you're able to flesh out your character with even more information, more spells, more things.
It's a must-have for those player classes.
Absolutely. It's absolutely a must-have. And there it is. It's Arcane Power. Go over to D&D Insider. That's letter D, letter N, letter D, insider.com to get information, more information about this and other products from the Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition from Wizards of the Coast. And that is our D&D update.
It is.
For the week.
It's D&D! Warriors that terrify. It's D&D!
We should take this opportunity. I don't know that we said this at the top of the show, but, you know, if you have comments, suggestions, much like our mystery caller earlier, you can call. Well, maybe he's not so much of a mystery. But you can give us a call at our hotline.
425-920-6050.
And you can let us know what you're thinking about. You have comments about things we're talking about, something you'd like to hear us talk about. Yeah, give us a call over there and leave us a message. And you might hear yourself on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Absolutely. We got some DVDs we want to talk about this week.
We have exactly two.
Nice.
And one of them was rather an accident. I don't know how we didn't see this one coming.
I don't know either.
This is from Sid and Marty Croft. It is the complete Land of the Lost, the original series from the 70s.
Ooh-wee.
Yes.
Featuring Unguru Crater.
Exactly. Yes, yes. For those of you World of Warcraft players, yes. The land known as Uguru Crater is exactly Land of the Lost based on this Land of the Lost.
Right.
Not the new movie.
Not the new movie.
Not the remake of the TV show that happened in the turn of the century.
Right.
It is this is the original, the great Sid and Marty Croft present. It's got the entire series here, sir. Absolutely fantastic stuff here. Seasons 1, 2, and 3, all represented in a fine box set. Going to run you about $45 or so. Not bad. And you can also get $7.50 movie money towards your ticket to see Land of the Lost.
Oof.
The new one, which I think opens next week with Will Ferrell. Oh, please.
Like, is that how they're convincing you to go?
Like you're not going to see it.
Oh, I don't think I'm going to see that.
No?
No. Maybe on DVD, maybe.
I don't know. I'm going to see it.
I'm not going to the theater, that's for sure.
I want to see how they're going to bastardize Land of the Lost. I loved this show when I was a kid. This is one of the great Saturday morning shows.
I don't deny it.
From my childhood.
I don't deny it.
And then for some reason, I think the father quit the show.
That show came out when dinosaurs actually were around, right?
No, very funny. No, they were foamy and weird looking even on this TV show. It was all stop motion, if I remember correctly. I want to know, here's what I want to know. I want to know if this really, because it says on the back, Marshall, Will, and Holly, which, by the way, if anyone doesn't get the joke, let me tie it all in for everybody. Will Ferrell's character in Kevin Smith's
right.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back is named Marshall, Will, and Holly.
Right.
Yes, which is an obvious reference to this. Now, of course, he's playing the Land of the Lost movie. It's crazy the way things go around Hollywood like that. This says Marshall, Will, and Holly. At some point, I don't remember what season it was, the dad, Marshall, disappeared.
He went bye-bye.
No, like they never had an explanation. He was just gone, and Uncle Jack right. showed up to be the father figure of the kids. They didn't recast the dad, they just had a whole new character with, I don't think, with any explanation as to what happened to the father. Granted, I haven't seen the show in, let me think, 30 years, but right. I could be wrong. Maybe they did have an explanation, but I don't remember. Do you know if there's an explanation for why the father, Marshall, left the show? Give us a call over at the hotline. Let us know, because I don't know. I'm hoping that I may find that answer on here and at the very least get to see the awkward Uncle Jack introduction, which was very funny, if I recall, as a child. And, so Land of the Lost, the complete original Sid and Marty Croft series.
Also out on DVD. This actually came out, I think it was last week, but it shipped late, and so we actually have it in the studio with us this week.
Okay.
Some sort of goofiness. But this is The Guild.
Yes.
The complete season 2 out on DVD this week, exclusive to Amazon.com.
Yeah, I don't have that yet. I got to...
Mine showed up in the mail.
I gotta get Liz. Lovely. I gotta get Liz to get me that because I don't have an Amazon account. I don't understand why I don't have an Amazon account. I just don't.
Yeah,
is
that does seem a bit odd.
Is that my lover on the cover?
I think that is. I see Jeff Lewis right there in the center.
There he
and
is.
He is a pretty man, so you know.
As funny as you are, the really large
yes.
woman on the cover. Oh, that's probably not the way I should
that's
word
not
that.
The way you want to say that.
Let's say that she's
in the foreground.
The picture is much larger than the pictures of the other characters on the show. Would be Felicia Day, my love, my life.
Love is nature. Kodak's rather.
Have you you ever just stared into her eyes?
This set comes with all of the episodes from the hit second season, along with a bunch of bonus features that were not available anywhere online.
Cast and
crew interviews, audition footage, audio commentaries, a table read for a couple of the episodes from season two, and also comes with some PDF files for the script of the show itself. So
she is so hot. I'm trying to think if there's another person who I am this enamored with that is not a porn actress, and I can't think of a single one.
I don't know.
I absolutely adore Felicia Day. I adore her. I've never been starstruck by a person, and then I met her, and I was like, boo. Unbelievable. I'm just saying.
Maybe you should get the DVD. That would be a great way to show your starstruckedness.
Well, I think I'm going to go directly over to Amazon.com with my fiance Liz and have her get that for me so that I can stare at Felicia Day.
Right.
And then maybe at San Diego.
Maybe.
I'll get the opportunity to botch another interview with her.
That would be fantastic.
I don't think so. I think she might be done with us.
On the DVD horizon, something I thought we had to mention.
Oh, okay.
Transformers.
Yeah.
Gen 1 original series Transformers.
And G.I. Joe also.
Yes, but we're not talking about Transformers
today. Yeah, I know.
We talked about G.I. Joe a couple weeks ago already. This is all Transformers tonight.
And what are we finding out now? That the complete series...
All right, we have two things. On June 16th, the complete first season, 20th anniversary edition, or 25th anniversary edition, is being released on DVD. And then on September 15th, season 2 is coming out on DVD.
Okay.
But exclusive to San Diego Comic-Con, or being debuted at San Diego Comic-Con, exclusive for sale at San Diego Comic-Con, at least for the initial run, is the Transformers 25th Anniversary Matrix of Leadership Edition Collector's Set.
Huh.
It's the whole McGillicuddy, as
now,
you would say.
Now, is that the whole Gen 1 series,
that
or does that include the awful...
No, this is the awful Animals one. I think this is... It says the complete series, it's 16 DVDs. So it might go past that stuff, I'm guessing.
What was that awful computer-generated one?
Beast Wars.
Beast Wars, that's it. You think it includes all that stuff?
It might. Huh. If it's the complete series, it might. I don't know.
Movie?
You know what? It doesn't say if it includes the movie.
It's all a surprise.
So that's a surprise.
Who's putting these things out? We need more information.
What we do know is that it's being put out by Shout Factory in conjunction with Hasbro.
Okay.
The set is going to come with an Autobot and Decepticon magnet, printable scripts, a collectible 20-page booklet, concept art, exclusive voice cast reunion. So I'm guessing they got the quickly fading Frank Welker and Peter Cullen, I'm sure. Archival Hasbro toy commercials, which I'd be interested in.
Ooh, that's nice.
Some of the rare Transformers PSAs, you remember. And then over 2 hours of retrospective featurettes with some brand new interviews and some exclusive
content.
It's
a package. It's a whole, ginormous package.
Wow. That I want, like, now.
Well, I think you have to wait till San Diego.
At the very least.
Are you going to San Diego?
It's up in the air.
Oh, really?
We don't know yet.
I think
that's a gamble.
I think we should do the touchdown.
The touchdown.
Yeah, we touch down on Wednesday of preview night.
And take off and then Thursday
we
morning?
Take off on, well, I don't know about that. I was thinking maybe Friday, like evening.
We'll see. It's just up in the air.
Just saying. We should do that. I think we should because there's a lot of goofy shit happening in San Diego this year. I don't want to go either because last year we were so screwed over many things. It doesn't make a lot of sense for us to go, but we should go because we are who we are.
Yet to be determined.
Okay.
That's be announced at a later date.
That's good enough. And I guess we'll take our second break here. And we'll be right back with the wrap-up, Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 150. What is the significance of the moth?
Right. Hey, this is OG. Big Kev's Geek Stuff reaches tons of listeners each month across multiple platforms, and now so can you. If you're trying to reach the geek community, Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers some great advertising opportunities for your products or services at great rates. You won't find a better way to reach your target market than through advertising with Big Kev's Geek Stuff. So head over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising link and start reaching potential new buyers immediately.
Wow. With all the flair and delivery of a corpse.
Bitch, what you don't know about me, I'm just about squeezing the Grand fucking Canyon.
Hey, this is Kevin Smith, Big Kev's love slave.
Did you know I always wanted to be a dancer in Vegas?
Then you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
What do you look so shocked for, man? Fat bastard does this all the time. He thinks just because he don't say anything, it'll have some huge impact when he does open his fucking mouth.
Jesus Christ, why don't you shut up?
We are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 151. What is the significance of the moth? Let's talk about what we talked about.
Let's congratulate ourselves on reaching 150 episodes without having to kill a fourth producer.
Right.
So there is that to be said.
Look, as far as they know, meaning the listeners, they just go away. They don't need to know what happens.
They're on a need to know. They don't need to know.
Exactly.
What else did we talk about on Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 150?
Bazooka Joe, the comic strip, is coming to a theater near you, maybe. And in comic strip news, Mary Jane and Peter Parker will be married again.
In the strip.
I said in comic strip
news. I'm just saying. Mouse Guard Winter 1152 collected hardcover has been announced. It will contain an all-new epilogue and bonus content, and it's very exciting.
Tim Gunn from Project Runway will be teaming up with Marvel for Models, Inc.
Or Marvel sells out again. Kevin Smith is not a sellout, but he will be doing a new Batman book entitled The Widening Gyre with illustrations by Walt Flanagan. And the Green Hornet book, which will tell the story that he wanted to tell in film, which he's not telling in film anymore, will be produced by Dynamite. We'll have about 800 people involved in it, is my understanding. And both projects, very exciting.
Michael Uslan is the responsible writing party behind Archie Marries Veronica Part 1, The Proposal, and the following series. And I guess that's significant news for Archie fans. Also, a reboot or prequel to the Tomb Raider franchise is on the horizon. And clearly someone is retarded for trying to do a new Buffy movie and not involving Joss Whedon. The fans will rebel.
Rebel, I say. In the second part of the show this evening, what we call Seg 2. We talked about some comic books we'd like you to check out. Mouse Guard Winter 1152 issue 6 has finally come out, and you should check it out, from David Peterson and the folks over at Archaia. Wonderful. Warren Ellis gives us Ignition City with illustrations by Gianluca Pagliardi. This is number 3. So there's that. Star Wars Legacy 36 from Dark Horse. Moon Knight number 30 from Marvel. Guardians of the Galaxy 14 from Marvel and The Astounding Wolfman number 16, all for you to check out this week in comic book form, as well as the first collection of a Zuda comic, which is DC's online imprint. It's Bayou Volume 1.
Right. In the D&D portion of tonight's show, we talked about a great supplemental book. This is the Arcane Power book.
Yes, it's everything you want to expand your characters using the magic classes, wizards, warlocks, sorcerers, etc. Check it out over at dndinsider.com. That's letter D, letter N, letter D, insider.com, from our friends at Wizards of the Coast.
Right. We talked about a couple of DVDs, specifically two that came out in the past week.
Yes, Land of the Lost, the complete original series from Sid and Marty Croft, comes out. It's all three seasons, absolutely terrific. Trashy Sid and Marty Croft effects on a terrific, terrific show, at least that I remember 30 years ago.
Right. Also out this week, The Guild, complete season two with a boatload of extras not available online. Definitely worth picking out. You got to go over to Amazon.com to grab it. And, you know,
featuring
enjoy.
The sensational Felicia Day. Why right. Do you always want to cut her down, sir?
And Transformers, the complete collection coming soon.
On the horizon.
The 25th anniversary Matrix of Leadership edition.
Yes.
And I think that was it.
That is it. Don't forget, you can check us out each and every week, except next week, over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where you can become involved in the forums. You can look at the video content. You can look at the picture galleries for each episode. You can download each episode. You can buy the official T-shirt.
Wowie kazowie.
With so much to do, sir. So much to do. And if you have a topic or a question, a comment that you'd like to let us know about, you can give us a call at the hotline.
425-920-6050.
And you may hear your comment or question or concern on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff by leaving us a message over there.
Right.
So
that's it.
That covers about everything, I think.
Okay.
150.
That's it. Something about him off.
Whew. Triple B, do you have any final words for Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 150? What is the significance of the moth?
I care a lot.
And on that note, we cue the music.
When I look all around, I can't believe the things I found. Now I need to find my way. I must find me living in the land of love. Living in the land of love.